Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, if you're sick of talking about e-scooters, there's plenty more coverage of e-scooters on the front pages today. The Irish Examiner, all-out electric scooter ban still possible. So we have these new regulations that you have to be 18 or over to use an e-scooter. And everyone using an e-scooter will have to wear a helmet, high-vis clothing, and you're going to have documents and things like that for your e-scooters under these new rules that are coming in. But there's also talk that we could go a step further as well with e-scooters and essentially that there could be an all-out e-scooter ban still possible. That's according to the front of the Examiner. But the new laws are cracking down from next month on electric scooters. The Taoiseach and Minister Kenny say they're leaning towards an outright ban, but in the meantime, several new rules were agreed at the meeting. However, what has been agreed doesn't go far enough, according to some campaigners, because on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror, kids will still get hurt is the headline. The father of Grace Lynch has said children will still drive e-scooters, hurting themselves and others, despite a new ban for under 18s. And Martin Lynch, who lost his daughter Grace in January after she was hit by a scrambler, says the deterrents don't go far enough. People are still going to ignore them. That's the front of the Mirror. Then the front of the Irish Daily Mail moves on from e-scooters to cyclists, and the government is considering forcing cyclists to put registration plates on their bikes and wear high-vis vests and helmets as part of a major road safety clampdown. This is alongside the new restrictions on e-scooters. So plans will be brought to Cabinet next week on e-scooters, but they are considering making cyclists have high-vis vests and helmets mandatory, and also that they could have to put a number plate. Don't know where you put that, maybe on the side of the bike, but you may have to have a registration plate for your bike as well. So lots of talk and coverage about e-scooters on the papers. Driving in this morning, driving past Dublin Castle area, and this guy came out on an e-scooter out of nowhere, straight in front of me. Only I had to jam on the brakes, I would have crashed into him. And he'd no high-vis or helmets or anything like that, so he'll have to book up fairly shortly. The Irish Independent on the front page, petrol prices to surge within days. There are fears that petrol and diesel prices will shoot up again after the latest jump in crude oil costs. Brent crude pushed past $90 a barrel yesterday, its highest in nearly 6 weeks. Crude has now gone up by 30% from the lows seen earlier this month, and experts warn this new spike in the cost of crude would be reflected in prices at the pumps in the coming days. I did see when I was driving in petrol at 178. I don't know if that is higher or lower than it has been in previous days, but the warning is that it could go higher over the next few days. The Irish Times on the front page, the government's long-awaited report on the export of alumina to Russia from the Ohanish plant in Limerick is now not expected to be published before it's sent to the European Commission. So essentially this article is saying that Brussels is going to see the report before the Irish public gets to see the report into alumina extraction from Ireland. The Irish Sun has two words on the front page, King Kev. The World of Football yesterday paying tribute to legend Kevin Keegan after he died aged 75, nicknamed King Kev by adoring fans. Liverpool said his legacy will live on. Newcastle called him their beating heart. His family said Kevin was a much-loved husband, father and grandfather. And the Irish Daily Star, Isle High Club is the headline. Drug smuggling Irish pair locked up on tropical island reunion. This is the news that an Irish man and woman were caught smuggling cannabis onto an island I've never heard of. It's the island of Reunion in the Indian Ocean, I think. And Trouble in Paradise is the headline there. Inside the paper is an extraordinary story by Robin Schiller in the Irish Independent about what would seem to be a lack of Garda resources. I don't know if this is linked in any way to Dublin and Dublin Castle and the EU presidency. I know a lot of Garda resources have had to be diverted there, but now we've the news in the Indo that a man was arrested on suspicion of attacking two Gardaí and stealing their baton and Garda radio during an assault in Dublin city centre. But the story moves on to say there is an investigation into what happened near Temple Bar 4 a.m. yesterday morning, but the Garda Representative Association is condemning the attack and hitting out at the lack of support for its members after sources revealed there was no Garda car available to help the Gardaí and they had to call a taxi to go search for the suspect. So the Irish Independent says two Gardaí were on patrol and they encountered an individual along Aston Quay. They engaged with the man and as Gardaí attempted to restrain the man using pepper spray and their batons, he resisted and attacked the Gardaí. He may have also used the Garda baton. That's being investigated on them. So the Garda baton being used on Gardaí. Anyway, the man allegedly fled the scene with some Garda equipment like the baton, the pepper spray and the Garda radio. And then when the incident was flagged, there was no Garda patrol car available to attend from Pier Street to help them. So the officers are understood to have flagged down a taxi and got a lift off the taxi driver to go and try and find the suspect. A man was arrested, so they did find him eventually. But the Garda Representative Association is saying this is a resourcing issue and there weren't enough numbers at the time of this incident to have a mobile unit patrolling in the car or to respond to their colleagues. I'm sure there'll be a big investigation into that. If you're waiting for the waxwork of Sinead O'Connor, you're going to have to wait a bit longer. The Mirror tells us the unveiling of a reworked Sinead O'Connor waxwork has been postponed. So we had the waxwork back in 2023. That was labelled as hideous by her brother Joseph and it was pulled a day after being unveiled in 2024. The National Wax Museum said at the time it was withdrawing its figure and launching a new project. That was supposed to be launched on this Thursday, but now a new launch date has been announced, or sorry, will be announced. It's not going to be unveiled on Thursday, and the Wax Museum apologises for the inconvenience caused. So if you're waiting to see it, you're going to have to wait a wee bit longer. If you're a fan of drinking coffee, well, we've good news for you in the mail this morning, and this is that drinking 5 cups of black coffee a day could help protect you against heart disease and strokes. However, if you drink 1 to 3 cups, that increases your blood pressure levels and increases the risk of heart attack and stroke. So 5 cups is grand, 3 cups you get a heart attack or you get a stroke apparently. Researchers found 5 cups decrease the risk of high blood pressure. As we always say with stories like this, tomorrow we'll be told that 5 cups are bad for you. So enjoy today's news. Don't know what it says for those of us who don't drink any coffee, but you're supposed to drink 5 cups a day. Good for the heart, but don't stop at 3. Finally, if you're struggling with the heat, in the Irish Independent, we're told in Japan, 2 Japanese companies have teamed up to create a solution for the heat, a human fridge. The personal cooling box has been developed by a vending machine manufacturer and a toolbox company, and you can buy it for €8,000. And what you do is you sit on a built-in chair inside a stainless steel box, which blows powerful jets of air at 5 degrees Celsius onto your head, neck, shoulders and back, which lowers your body temperature. And the unit shuts down after 20 minutes. So you sit in your own fridge for 20 minutes and it'll cool you down. And the supplier says the portable device is the first to achieve whole body cooling and can chill you faster than conventional air conditioning methods. Read more about that in the Indo.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.